friends. Dave Jensen and Lee Strunk didn't become instant buddies, but they did learn to trust each other. Over the next month, they often teamed up on ambushes. They covered each other on patrol, shared a foxhole, took turns pulling guard at night. In late August, they made a pact that if one of them should ever get totally fucked up, a wheelchair wound, the other guy would automatically find a way to end it. As far as I could tell, they were serious. They drew it up on paper, signing their names, and asking a couple of guys to act as witnesses. And then in October, Lee Strunk stepped on a rigged mortar round. It took off his right leg at the knee. He managed a funny little half step, like a hop. Then he tilted sideways and dropped. "Oh, damn," he said. For a while, he kept on saying it. "Damn, oh, damn," as if he'd stubbed a toe. Then he panicked. He tried to get up and run, but there was nothing left to run on. He fell hard. The stump of his right leg was twitching. There were slivers of bone, and the blood came in quick spurts like water from a pump. He seemed bewildered. He reached down as if to massage his missing leg. Then he passed out, and Rat Kiley put on a tourniquet and administered morphine and ran plasma into him. There was nothing much anybody could do except wait for the dust off. After we'd secured an LZ, Dave Jensen went over and kneeled at Strunk's side. The stump had stopped twitching now. For a time, there was some question as to whether Strunk was still alive. But then he opened his eyes and looked up at Dave Jensen. "Oh, Jesus," he said, and moaned, and tried to slide away and said, "Jesus, man, don't kill me." "Relax," Jensen said. Lee Strunk seemed groggy and confused. He lay still for a second and then motioned toward his leg.
"Really? It's not so bad, not terrible. Hey, really? They can sew it back on, really?"
"Right. I'll bet they can.
You think?"
"Sure, I do." Strunk frowned at the sky. He passed out again, then woke up and said,
"Don't kill me."
"I won't," Jensen said.
"I'm serious."
"Sure.
But you got to promise. Swear to me. Swear you won't kill me."
Jensen nodded and said, "I swear." And then a little later, we carried Strunk to the dust-off chopper. Jensen reached out and touched the good leg. "Go on now," he said. Later, we heard that Strunk died somewhere over Chu Lai, which seemed to relieve Dave Jensen of an enormous weight.